Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Mija, and this podcast is about my family, those who are alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Here's what you need to know about Julien. He loves deeply. He is a big foodie. He loves to talk. And he's also a bit of a philosopher, just like Nong. Julien is my brother. So here goes, 10 minutes to tell his story. Julien is the eldest son of Hien and Nong, two Chinese and Vietnamese immigrants who met in Paris. Julien was their first baby. During her pregnancy, Hien was careful not to eat too cold, too hot, too spicy, to make sure he didn't have a bad temper. She also read a lot, listened to classical music, and tried to stay positive so that he would be intelligent and cheerful. When he finally showed up, he was the chubbiest, cutest baby ever. They knew he would be a good boy, just like Nong. Growing up, he was always in his own little world. When he was in a school or at karate class, he spent all his extra time reading or drawing. He would build a blanket fort between the nightstand and his bed and read manga like Dragon Ball using a flashlight. When he wasn't reading, he'd draw his own manga. At school, his classmates often made fun of him because of his slanting eyes. But in his drawings, he was a superhero, saving the world with his expert karate moves. He was also the oldest brother in the family, and he took that responsibility very seriously. He helped our baby brothers take their first steps, helped our little sisters with their homework, and when Julien earned his first paycheck as a teenager, he rented a car and took everyone on vacation. Hien and Nong watched that good boy grow up, knowing that one day he'd find the happiness he so deserved. Julien was a particularly hardworking young man. He really wanted to succeed, to have a good situation, and to honor his parents and the sacrifices. He often daydreamed of becoming a millionaire. Every morning, as Hien served us breakfast, he would tell her all the things he'd buy for her when he is a millionaire. A brand new car, a big house by the sea, a Chanel dress, a fancy boat, a giant TV. Hien would hand him his bowl of Captain Crunch and say laughing, I'm sure you'll be an important person. You will wear nice suits and I will iron your shirts. or that daydreaming came from a good place. Julien knew that Hien had made sacrifices to give him a beautiful childhood. So he did everything he could to make her proud. When you're a kid, good grades are the best gift you can give. So Julien was often first in his class, staying up late to work on his school reports. And all that hard work paid off. He was accepted into one of the best business schools in France. On the first day of school, he was very excited. He got up early, put on the shirt Hien bought him for the occasion. He got on the bus, and for the entire 30 minutes ride, he smiled. When he arrived in front of the school, he looked at the facade and thought, "This is it. This is the beginning of my new life." He walked down the corridors and into the classroom. When he came in, a young man turned around and said, "Oh, we have a Chinese in the classroom." He smiled half-heartedly. He was the only Asian. Among his friends, there was Loïc, the Breton, Théo, the Ch'ti from the north of France, Pierre, the Toulousain, and here was Julien, the Chinese kid. 3 years later, he graduated. He was proud, but that nickname stuck in the back of his mind. With his diploma, Julien was quickly hired in a large company. He still lived with Hien, and in the evenings, she ironed his shirts, thinking, "My son is an important man. Now he has to be elegant." She was very proud. Julien was making good money. He had friends, went out on weekends, he went to museums and restaurants, and gave gifts to his family. Life was good in Paris. But one day, at work, a client asked him, "Where are you from?" It wasn't the first time he'd be asked, and certainly not the last. Usually, Julien would answer with a smile, "From Paris, and you?" Every time he was asked, he wondered if he should answer, "From Paris, from France, from China, from Vietnam?" A correct answer would be, "I'm Chinese and Vietnamese, but I was born in Paris." But he didn't want to tell his life story to a stranger, so that day, he didn't say anything. He just took his stuff and left. He came home and over the next few days thought about what he should do. "Everybody tells me I'm Chinese, but I want to know what that means." He withdrew his life savings and bought the first plane ticket to China. Direction: Shanghai. As Julien prepared for his journey, everyone had their opinion. Nong said, "Very good. A man should know his roots. But don't forget, you are French too." Hien was quiet when she heard the news. She didn't know what to say. She was going to miss her son, but she was proud of him. The night before he left, she gave him the Buddha medallion, the one she'd brought over in her little backpack all those years ago. As for me, I was happy for him. With his karma, I was sure everything would be okay. When the day comes, Julien takes the RER to Roissy by himself. He wants to be alone with his thoughts. He carries a suitcase and a red backpack. He then grabs a coffee and waits for his plane. As he waits, he watches the people at the Charles de Gaulle Airport and thinks of Hien and Nong, who passed through there more than 30 years ago. For them, leaving Asia for France had not been a choice. They followed their parents to survive. They worked hard so that he could have the privilege to make his own choices. And now, he was going on his own journey. he opens up a brand new manga to read on the plane and starts a playlist of Chinese music recommended by Nong. And he smiled the whole way there. Just kidding, it's an 11-hour flight. He mostly slept. When he woke up, he was in China. Julien has been living in Shanghai for 8 years now. He became a career coach. He helps his clients today, like he helped his little brothers and sisters yesterday. He lives in a beautiful apartment in the center of Shanghai, and is fluent in Mandarin, English, French, and Spanish. He married a Chinese woman and is the happiest man in the world. And every year, he returns to Paris to celebrate Christmas and the Lunar New Year with us. Nong and Hien often say to him, laughing, "You're more Asian than we are now." After a few years, I asked him if he planned to come back to France one day. He said, "No. France is my past, China is my future." This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta. Our executive producer is Laurie Martinez. Our associate producer is Melanie Ong. Story by Melanie Ong and sound design by Laurie Martinez. Artist, Tiffany Delune. Theme, Gabriel Dalmasso. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Miha Podcast, MIGA Podcast. And if you like the show, you should tell a friend about it and leave us a few stars on Apple Podcast in the meantime. See you next time. See you next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Did you know that Miha has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Miha Podcast, the audiobook. An exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app, also available in Spanish and French.